listening to the Old Man Ultras, an exceptionally unofficial SC Cincinnati podcast.
All right, we are back. It's been a week, and we're podcasting again. So, you know, it's a new day for the Old Man Ultras. What the hell, is someone sharpening a pencil up there?
Big Baller, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, well, there's God, listener, I'm
what
sure that
the
audio quality that you've come to expect from us is slightly damaged at the moment, but that's all right. It's we're like soldier on. Bubbles, what's going on?
Someone's drilling the shit out of something up there. What is he?
Oh, it's the Nutribullet.
It's a Nutribullet.
Yeah.
Nutribullet.
I recognize
that. What he's trying to do, Big Baller, I'm calling you out. What he did was he made this protein shake that was too runny, and then he decided to add more ice to it. And he kept adding ice to it. And we all know that this doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to start off with less water or milk or less
I was
going to
say, I mean, adding ice and then grinding it up is going to turn that ice into water.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly. Right.
All
right.
Exactly. Just,
but, you know, as the kids say these days, let them cook.
Yeah.
So he's continuing to, say, how can I make that? I want this like a smoothie bowl. Scoopable. And so he goes, drinking it, it's better now. He goes, I'm going to freeze it. So he froze it into a rock solid thing. So I bet you right now he's trying to grind it up into like little ice bits.
He should put some chia seeds in it.
They'll thicken it up.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm going to resist the reference. Leave it alone. Leave it. Like, he's like shocked like my dog. And next to me is Macca. Who's looking fly as ever. The haircut hasn't changed. It looking great as always.
It's causing a lot of problems, this haircut.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm not going to say any more than that.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
Just, it's, yeah. It, I might
I just feel like you're showing off a little bit. I'm
just going to wear it down now. That's it. I've had my little midlife crisis. Did you see my Porsche outside?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm great. I'll say I'm great. I wish I had a smoothie. I took delivery of a lot of peanuts today, Cajun and wasabi. And what are you laughing at? I deliberately said peanuts. Rather than shortening it. And so my stomach, if you hear it growling and growling, it's just just
the wasabi
that.
And the what's the other kind?
Cajun
fighting it out.
They are.
Yeah.
They're not happy down there. They're not happy down there. Although they have been removed on a few occasions. But I am going to bring back a little portion in the show after the break where we try some snacks.
All right.
Mm.
So maybe that'll sort me out by then.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of snacks, I got one next to me. It's me old mate Stone D. How are you doing?
I think I'm doing a little bit better than you right now. But yeah, I'm doing well. I had a good week. You know, it's weird that we're back here again, and it's only been 7 days. It's exactly 7 days.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell is going on. But guess what, fellas? We have our very first international guest. I don't know if he wants to be a guest, but we're going to be
today.
Right now. Moritz, how you doing, my friend?
I believe it's called the Kaiser.
The Kaiser.
We'll bleep that out.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. It's a true privilege to be here. It's kind of late for me. It's 2 a.m. Berlin time, but I'm going to make it work.
There you go.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, he's been working Berlin time all week. So it's weird for me not being the first person up in the house. You know what I mean? Like, I come downstairs, it's like, there's coffee already made. Like, it throws me off.
Oh, you know? Nice. Yeah.
So, yes.
How far ahead is Berlin? Do the math for me.
It's 5 hours this week, and it's going to change to 6 because we're a little behind on daylight savings.
Mm. Europe still, they're like 3 weeks behind us on changing daylight
savings. Oh, because 15 years ago we decided to add 4 weeks to the spring or something like that.
Was that how long ago? It was longer than I think it was.
It was like 2007 or something like that.
Yeah. I hate daylight savings time. I hate everything about it.
Yeah.
It's been on the floor to be abolished.
Yeah, so you know what happened with that? That was like one of the worst things. So our government system really sucks.
Here we go. Let's go.
But so what happened was Like, the Senate will pass. The Senate doesn't do shit. Like, if you actually get into what the U.S. government does, the Senate's whole point is to never do anything. And they're really good at it. They're a bunch of dickheads, and they basically don't let anything good ever happen.
Right.
But accidentally, somebody snuck a... Now, I don't know if they meant to sneak it, but they did, like, a some kind of procedural vote about abolishing daylight savings time. And, like, because no one was paying attention, it just passed.
What?
Like, by acclamation, mm-hmm. which is a thing that can happen. Like, they do it for, like, you know, we're going to name the post office in, you know, Tuscaloosa after, you know, Billy Bob or whatever. And that has to get passed. Exactly. So that it got in that way. But then, of course, like, everyone was like, the Senate did this, and everyone got all excited. And then, because the House, who of course did nothing, because like all the jackoffs in Florida don't want to change. You know, like if you look at the map of the states, like there's not there's a plus or minus for enough regions that it'll never change.
Yeah,
and so it's because our government sucks. There you go.
Yeah, that
was a mild
change. The reason I know that, I think I'm almost 99% sure it's 2007 because, you know, like Stone D was out of the state last week in Florida. Bubbles' family is going to Florida, but I think I'm in Central Time.
I'm on Panhandle.
Panhandle toward, you know, Alabama over there. And so I'm like, what the hell is that all about? So then I was like, I did a deep dive on time zones and Arizona, who doesn't want to do it, except for the Navajo Nation that does do it. And then, anyway.
It seems like a really weird thing to be so fucked up, is like just keeping time.
Yeah.
I mean, but whatever. Yeah.
I will say I like the 3 weeks when we are, you know, 4 hours off from the UK because the Champions League games come on at 4:30 instead of 3:30, so I'm much less likely to miss them. But then there's always a fucking international break on those 2 weeks, which I would like to bitch about that too. I hate that large international break.
It's well, why don't we talk? Let's talk about that because that happened. That's why we didn't have Miles, right, at our last game.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was off. He actually scored a goal for the US, but
yeah, he did.
Yeah.
All right.
I will say, though, big fan of this international break because it's for Team Germany. Signs of life.
You guys played really well,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So. All right.
Yeah, Nagelsmann is kind of, you know, it's just funny. He apparently hasn't slept with anyone's wife yet. Or,
all right.
You know, like, not
yet. Yeah.
He's got previous on doing all kinds of stuff like that. So.
Does he like to smell his fingers, too? Sorry. Couldn't resist.
Oh, poor Jurgi. What a legacy he leaves behind. All right, so we should talk about the match, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And I told you guys, like, I don't know why, but I have very few memories of that match. However, the one thing I did want to get on the record for the podcast is I'm really fucking sick of other teams turning us around at our home games.
Yeah.
I'm done with that. I'm going to go down and, like, smack somebody next time they flip us around. It's so annoying. Like, we should attack the Bailey in the second half.
Yes.
And I don't know, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why that's become a thing, but all three home games this year we've been turned around.
So does that like, as someone who hasn't been to a game across, you know, internationally, like, is it just assumed that you do that, or is it predetermined? Because, like, when I do, like, a U9 game, they're like, which way do you want to go? And then whoever wins the toss, like, oh, we'll defend here. Or is it just, like, a courtesy?
I think it's the rule is the rule. Like if they do a coin flip and then whoever wins gets to pick.
Yeah.
Most of the time, like it has to be the custom where they usually don't turn you around because otherwise, like Liverpool would never attack the cop, right?
Right.
Yeah. And it does happen. And it's really dickhead managers. I mean, I love him, but like my dickhead, Mikel Arteta, or you know, Jose Mourinho would always do that. Like the ones you would sort of
respect.
Think of that
respect.
Are that are like after every little tiny edge. But I don't understand like why they keep doing it to us. It's really annoying.
So the fans in international, they're much more closer than our MLS fans are. They're opposing fans. They're away fans, right? Yeah. So like when you score in the second half, you're essentially like right in front of your fans most of the time, or at least to the side.
Yeah, there's
in
more
the
of
same
a,
end.
There's like a mutual advantage, right?
Because
both teams would probably prefer to attack towards their own fans in the second half. So that might be why it doesn't happen as often. Whereas, in MLS, it's like, who cares about the, you know.
Exactly, the fans up in the corner.
NYCFC had like 15 fans. Yeah. That was pretty good. Yeah. But it's
I was looking for them. But
It's like, I mean, like if New York Red Bulls come, there's two people.
That's right.
You know,
Yeah.
Yeah, because in Germany it doesn't really happen very much, right? It's
no, I remember during the game I turned to you and I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The yeah. There's a couple of stadiums as well in the UK where it doesn't matter. Like Newcastle pretty much have their fans at both ends.
Right.
But they always go to the Gallagher end because the away supporters are way up in the gods.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like... But yeah, I think the only time someone has... The only time it's never been done at Anfield for Liverpool was when it was the last game in front of the Kop when it was standing.
Oh, wow.
And Norwich came to town, who were a good team back then.
Yeah.
They beat us 1-0 as well. It was a bit of a... and they said before the game, we won't contest the coin toss. We'll let you, you know, shoot towards the Kop in the second half. But usually, yeah, like Old Trafford and that, it really niggles if the if you lose the toss, and it's another reason to, you know, that's what I normally shout out when you know you say that's the only thing you're going to win.
Yeah,
and they can't hear me, so it's
funny. Well, yeah, Arsenal's playing at Man City, but they don't have fans, so I don't think it really is going to make any difference whether we turn around or not. All right, sorry,
but that is niggle. No. That is annoying because it's, you know. If you go in 0-0 at half time and you've seen the action at your end.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing is like we haven't scored a goal in the first half yet at home. So I mean we hadn't scored any league goals until this match, right? Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, it was annoying. It vexes me.
Since you don't remember much about the match, it was a little chilly.
Yeah, it was cold.
It was cold.
Mm. I mean, you had pants on.
I had pants on. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I did too.
Yeah, still the short sleeves. Yeah. But
I had short sleeves, but I had pants on. And I wore a hat. But I will say, in the Stillhouse, the other thing that happened was, did you guys remember, like, I got stopped because I was wearing an OMU scarf, and a person, a lady, said, I don't know.
Group of females?
A female, like, you know, whatever.
A human woman said,
is that you on the scarf?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I'm
that's
like, right, yeah, yes, yeah. This is me. And then I pointed to Matt, I pointed to Macca, and I go, and pointed to Schindler, and I said, and this guy's in Florida.
Yeah.
And they were from Cleveland, down here on a baseball spring break, and just happened to go to OTR. So weren't really part of the soccer culture, but I proceeded to tell them about the season gift. The season ticket gifts that we had proposed, including the cock rings.
Oh, yeah.
Because I made sure. I said, well, where are you from? I'm like, Cleveland. Well, I do have some family up there. But they did know some people, like, for where I was born.
Oh, funny.
But I'm like, they're not going to talk. So I'm like, I proceeded to talk about Ken and his cock rings. And they seemed to laugh and like it.
I mean, I still think it's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
I maintain... not quite sure it's as good as the bear, though.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear this woman's story, though, when she goes back up. Yeah. I met this guy. Yeah, exactly. He had a picture of himself on a scarf. He talked about cock rings.
They do things different down in
Cincinnati. It's a little different down there. But about the game, like, what were we going to say about... Oh, well, Kip Keller's goal was taken away because of a Lucho offside.
Well, and it's funny, too, because like whenever one of us isn't there, we're always texting that one to the staff. Because you can't... I mean, from the Bailey, you have no idea on offside in particular.
Yeah.
So I guess it must have been off. I don't know. It was Lucho, and then when he played it in...
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see the Lucho part.
I saw the replay, and he took a corner, crossed in, and came back out. And then as he was running back, he didn't make it past the second...
Okay.
It was close
because
another thing, like the linesman was right there but didn't call it.
Yeah.
So it had to be fairly clear and obvious to reverse it. Yeah. So
it took him a while to do it. Yeah, it wasn't going and it was the scabs.
Especially when like make the call. Like if you're, exactly.
He almost seemed like that when the referee went up to the monitor, he almost looked like he was turning around as though to say, like, I'm doing it, all right. And people will go, do you know how? Oh, it's not, you know, it's like you got to select your HDMI 2. Yeah. And then that's it. You got to go input. Backwards and forward. Input, get your input sorted. No, it's not on AV1. You don't use that anymore. So he looked a bit confused.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was because the sun might have been shining on the screen and he was like, I don't know what I'm looking at. But it took a long time.
It did take a long time. And I felt bad for, you know, because Kip and his weird little arms were very excited.
Yeah, he did a very good celebration, too.
Yeah, his moment taken away was too bad.
Man.
So, yeah, we did the halftime 0-0. I will say, like, our defense is very good still. Like, yes. I mean, although the teams we played have been pretty bad, yeah, so it's not a true. Great record. But it's like we didn't. I mean, we gave away nothing in that game.
Yeah, yeah.
But our attack is not quite there.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. We need to gel more. But you know, Milucho took us under his tiny little wings. I mean, when you're 5'2", yeah. you're tiny.
Yeah. Yep.
And brought us home with a nice little shot.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, once we got one goal, I didn't ever think we were going to not win. But mm-hmm. It puts us top of the league.
Yeah, exactly.
I wasn't really paying attention to, but 5 matches in, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm. You know what didn't happen?
What's that?
Corey Baird didn't score.
Nope.
safe. Mark safe from changing your name, yes, Schindler, exactly. for 1 week.
What was a nice little treat, though, was old Jimmy McLaughlin came out to be
the sword. Yes, that was nice.
The sword dude.
Should we just say the chant for...
Well, we did get the... I mean, we didn't get it going, that's for sure.
I know.
I mean, it's funny because there's some... I wonder how many people in the Bailey even knew who he was,
yeah, exactly.
right?
Like, exactly.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But I mean, young Jimmy looks good.
He does.
He does. He's
still very svelte.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
I would imagine still hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Probably 5'8".
Yeah, definitely not gotten any taller.
Yeah.
Anything else about the match? About the game itself?
At one point when things were dwindling, the camera guys decided to show us a moon.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
And then there was two moons on it, and they were like always knocking together like those, what was it, Newton's balls that you do and the thing, the little executive toy. Yeah. That's what they call them.
Newton's balls.
Newton's balls? Well, you take one and you let it go and it hits the five other balls.
Oh, there are
the
five balls there, yeah.
And just go.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know they were called Newton's balls.
I think so.
I'll go with it.
Yeah.
It's something science-y.
Yeah, yeah. It's
there's five of them?
Potential kinetic injury, and there's five of them. But only two balls are moving, though. Because that's the middle three balls don't move.
No, they just pass
well,
the
I
energy.
I think if you do two balls, then...
Yeah.
Oh, the other two balls, right.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So whatever ball in the middle, or if you do all five balls, then all five balls move back and forth.
That just...
And that's science corner, folks.
Yeah.
You often see them on
people...
Just
call me Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You used to see them on people's desks. Yeah. And then I've seen more of them in a brown box all twisted around each other.
And then women were allowed into the boardroom and they disappeared somehow. I wonder if there's a...
Yes.
But yeah, executive toys. That sounds terrible. I've got my executive toys. I've got my desk.
Executive toys.
Where are my executive toys?
So who do we have this coming week?
Oh, we're at CLT.
Ooh. That's right.
Oh, Charlotte. Oh, that's right. And shout out to Cincy Soccer Talk, your real
destination.
Real destination for all things soccer. I don't hear them talking about Newton's balls. That much anyway. But they were podding, broadcasting, whatever they do a couple days ago, and they were discussing whether or not you know, you should play some kids because it is turf and you know, like, so because apparently Wobodo's ready to go. Do you risk him on that? Do you,
no.
you know,
that field sucks too. It's not just turf, it's like shitty turf.
It's shitty turf. Yeah. And so do you put like, you know, do you rest Lucho? Do you play some of the other kids? All this other sort of. And the word on the street was like, well, you can try to rest Lucho, but he's probably going to say put like. When, because in the previous game with
the last away game, he's
away
in,
game
he started, it's against where the hell were we? New England.
New England,
yeah. Also on turf. First half.
He didn't play first half, and the rumor was that he was on some minute restriction and was because of the turf or something because he was coming back from a little bit of a knock.
Hmm.
But what CST proposed, but he was in Noonan's ear the whole first half, like. Fucking put me in, put me in, in a tiny voice.
Yeah.
put me in.
I mean, honestly, like I would. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because Charlotte sucks. I mean, and so like I would try to rest some of those guys, and I wouldn't play Wobodo from the start.
Yeah.
Maybe give him a half an hour or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, do you put Nick Hagelin back in and risk a ham? Like all these things that Pat Noonan has to do, right?
I don't know. I was thinking that MLS to get a franchise, you got to have a stadium specific.
Yeah, that's all bullshit.
It is stadium specific for soccer, but it's not,
what
right?
About the pitch.
So basically, what the exception is if the owner also owns an NFL team,
like
they let
Seattle.
Him do it. Yeah. So that's why like that New England, Atlanta, Seattle are all like that. So yeah. They're basically because it's the same guy that owns, and they're letting him do it.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's annoying. I mean, it's not great, but
no. It's just like
the other thing about Charlotte is, man, those tickets are really fucking expensive.
Yeah, they're cool.
Oh my god, their season tickets are like three times what ours are to be in that football stadium, and they don't sell out. They don't sell the top upper ring, so
yeah,
I can't imagine it's a very good atmosphere.
Oh my gosh,
but they're really really expensive.
Mm. Everything is in South Carolina.
I mean, yeah,
Charlotte. Hang on, yeah,
yeah,
North Carolina, but that's all right. Mm. That's
all right.
One
Carolina.
Of the Carolinas.
Sorry,
yeah, exactly.
I was thinking of Charleston.
All right,
fair enough.
Back in the day. That's
Jim's just... team.
Exactly. Yeah,
make,
when you
make the... Jim's team. Might be going to South Carolina soon.
Really?
Yeah. Just decided to take me mum. Mum's coming over.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey. Mecca's mum.
Yeah.
Mecca's mum.
Might take her some beaches.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
Introduced her to the old man.
I will do. I absolutely will do. Well, she probably won't want to come on the pod.
Oh, come on now.
But she'll.
What's this, Macko? That's just Bubbles' basement.
Yeah. What are all these microphones for? Sit down.
I'm trying to put in like our guest on the spot, like very, very effective.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's. I can't think of anything else to say about the game. Yeah, the Moons, and we've done that, and then we're playing on this pitch.
Yeah.
The Kaiser. What is your? You had been to a couple games at Nippert, at least one.
Oh yeah.
But what did you think of the stadium? I never even really asked you that.
I mean, the smell was memorable.
Yeah.
Sam Adams was brewing that night.
Yeah. But no, it's a nice stadium. It's nice to like have it be like focused on football. One of the things that stood out to me was like the fanfare before the game started. It felt a bit like. It was a lot.
Yeah. Well, it was like very American, right? I mean, it's funny because you and I have been to a couple of Hertha games together.
Yeah.
And I mean, all that atmosphere is none of that's
it's
run by the club,
the
right?
The entire stadium singing.
Yeah.
It's like that's how you start the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's nuts, actually. And yeah. I mean, yeah, they're just, you really, and a couple of times, one match, it was like 60,000 people all singing.
Yeah.
That one song.
Yeah. How did it go, shouldn't I?
I don't remember. I to be fair, like they also serve beer in these plastic liters, like so, and you can take them into the stadium.
Same.
And
it's all
like,
right.
Yeah, you can have a couple of those, and you don't remember things very well.
That's right.
So, the Kaiser, that would be considered your team as far as like
No.
All right.
I grew up in. I was born south of Munich.
Okay.
So I'm a Bayern Munich fan.
Gotcha. Yes.
It's like rooting for the Yankees. But to be fair, some people are born in the Bronx.
That's true. That's true.
And we are privileged to have you here as well, because last week, as you've been made aware by Mrs. Macker, my absolute butchering of the team that you're picking.
Pulled up?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
The team that you're following through the USL.
Yeah,
did they win?
They lost to the Charlotte. The not Charlotte who we're playing, but the Charlotte Independents.
Yep. Yeah. Here we go.
Right.
Second to bottom. Do you see my blue?
Vereinigung Erzgebirge.
Oh! That gave me the chills.
Now, for those of you who listened last week, just pause now and go back and hear my absolute... What did I say? Vereinigung Erzberg or something. Yeah. Say what, the German language is beautiful when spoken properly. Yeah. It really is.
It is true. His daughter is like, when they speak to each other in German, it is just absolutely delightful.
Nice.
And yeah, that's not what I would sound like. I've done my Duolingo. That's not what I sound like.
Right. So they're out. So are you now going to follow the people who beat them?
Yeah, probably should.
Yeah. What about you with your Motown, Stone D? You were supporting...
I lost track.
We'll look it up.
I went to Florida and I said, fuck it off.
Yes.
But isn't that a nice segue into the Open Cup?
Yeah.
And,
it is a good
hold on
segue.
To your hats.
Yeah.
Schindler's got something to say.
Well, no, I mean, I was trying to look up. I didn't actually even see if Las Vegas won
Oh yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, I didn't look at that, which is going to slightly undercut my
exactly
my point about how important the U.S. Open Cup is.
Yeah, let's support it. Well, we don't know what we're
we're busy,
but yeah, I do. So the whole thing with the MLS teams not playing, like they're only what, there are 10 MLS teams that are playing their full rosters or something like that, and anybody that was involved in the CONCACAF Champions Cup is not, and it. I mean, it seems very clear that the MLS prioritized Leagues Cup over Open Cup, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Which is why there are some supporters groups that are considering calling for a boycott of the Leagues Cup games because it is a clear, you know, prioritization by MLS. And I kind of agree with that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mind Leagues Cup as a thing. Like, I think the idea of, like, trying to create more of a connection rivalry with the Mexican League is good, probably, for, you know, the region and all that stuff. But they should just provide enough money for people to play in Leagues Cup. Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't seem to me to be a complicated thing.
And, yeah. And one of the things is that people have been talking about is, and I tend to agree with this, like, if you want to set it up right, you should put some money into it. Because, like, one of the games last week was delayed because there was a boys lacrosse or men's lacrosse
practice
that they had the field until 7:30, and so they had to wait, move all the goals, all that stuff off, and then the U.S.
See,
Cup game.
I don't mind that stuff because, like, I mean, it's like, I don't want, like, it's fun, right? I mean, it's a big ass country with all kinds of weird stuff. Yeah. Like, I like the fact that you have these non-league, non-professional teams that wind up making it into the first couple of rounds. I mean, it's similar to the FA Cup.
Yeah,
it's more complicated because we're not a big soccer country in the same way.
I think that's an example of us not putting the effort into, like, making sure we have the field. I don't mind that people are playing on, like, weird, you know, line fields. Like, yeah, whatever. Like, I that happens. That happens anywhere you go. Like, it's sort of like the. Not the magic of the cup, not the promise of the cup. What's the word I'm looking for? Like the
je ne sais quoi.
Yes, that. Yes, yes. Thank you.
Something also very special.
Something very special about the cup. That makes me. It's like, oh yeah, I can tune in on, you know, the MLS app and, like, oh, that's a weird camera angle. It takes me back to USL days and, you know, probably the 15-year-old kid who's, like, shaking and trying to get the, you know, I don't mind that. I understand people want, you know, other people want a more finished product in order to appeal to the masses. But at the same time, part of that is the, what's that word again? Thank you. Yeah.
He speaks German. He speaks French.
I think that's did anyone find out if Las Vegas won?
I still haven't. Yeah. I was trying to look.
Yeah, exactly.
I lost.
Like, did lose. Last but right. Like, some of the team names are really delightful, right? So Vermont Green beat Lexington 4-3. That sounds like a thriller. Forward Madison is still in it. Then, you know, they've got great kit.
They got a great TIFO too. I think they're the one, or a tuple with Don Garber, but it's called Garber with a Gerber Bay.
Yeah, that was good.
Here is a great result from it, and I know a bit of the story about this. Portland Timbers 2 got beaten 2-1 by El Farolito SC. And
yes,
Harvey James Neville, son of Fizzer Phil, got sent off.
Nice.
And this team, the El Farolito team, are named after a Taqueria in San Francisco. So they're through to the next round. So maybe we should give them our support, maybe.
The what was this? The Lubbock Matadors.
I saw that too.
Arizona Monsoon 2-1.
So they say the Lummock.
Lubbock. Like Lubbock, Texas.
Wow.
Looks like both teams were on red cards.
Yeah. That was probably a good match.
I bet you it was.
So anyway, I mean, Open Cup is good. There's no reason. I mean, like, I think some of the thing is the reason why the MLS teams don't want to do it is because, like, they just don't have enough players. And, like, they could fix that. That's fixable. Because they all have two teams. Just, like, let them bring more of their two team players into the match.
Yeah.
So.
It's like, and it's one of the oldest competitions in America, isn't it?
It's one of the oldest cup competitions in the world. I think it is actually the second, I mean, until it got interrupted because of COVID, it was this second longest running cup competition behind the FA Cup. It's a very old tournament. So, like, you know, show some respect. I think also it's just like another thing that MLS just feels like they're just a bunch of dicks.
Yeah. Mm.
So,
it's like, remember the furore in England when Man United went to play in Brazil for the World Cup team, World Club Champions. World Cup, yeah. And so they dropped out. So the team who was going to play them got a bye. And everyone went up in their arms. I think, what's his name? Brian Clough, who used to be a manager of Nottingham Forest, very famous man, said, "I hope they all get diarrhea." And yeah, everyone was like shocked because the idea of not being in the FA Cup, and I don't know, like the magic of the FA Cup is not lost. Yeah. Like, even though we got beat by our biggest rivals, that was a great game.
A great cup game. And like Coventry City, and that was
beating Wolves in that.
That was insane.
Yeah. And we've had games like that. I mean, when we were in our infancy, we all remember beating Chicago.
I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of chatter about this among the fan base, right? And I think that, like, you know, people that want to look kindly on the FC Cincinnati front office, I think, are stating, and they're probably right, that like FC Cincinnati was among the MLS teams that wanted to play in the Cup. Like, there was a whole, I mean, the Athletic did a reporting on this that basically was like, 20 of the 30 teams wanted to play in the Open Cup.
7 said no and 3 were undecided. So vast majority.
Yeah. And so, okay. Like,
yeah.
So, but I think, and that's why people are like, well, don't boycott FC Cincinnati because they didn't want to do it. But it's like, they did it. I mean, and like, it also, like, you need to make clubs like FC Cincinnati pissed off enough that they don't stand for Garber's bullshit. Yeah, right. Exactly. And I just think, like, so I don't know. I mean, as I said last week, I think taking the side of the front office is stupid if you're a fan. Like, I just think it's a mugs game. Like, you're getting run over. And so in this case, like, fuck them. Like, they may personally have wanted to play in the Open Cup, but they're not. So, you know, if you don't have the stones, I'm not going to come watch your stupid Leagues Cup.
Have we still got the opportunity to opt out?
Yeah, one of the reasons I wanted to mention it tonight, because God knows that the likelihood of us potting again before the opt-out period is extremely small. So I think it's like the 7th or something like that.
Of April.
Yeah.
And you only have like a week to opt out. Right. So, you know, I don't think any of the supporters groups have come out to say we're going to do an organized boycott, but I hope that we do. I think that it would be good to have all of them come out and do that, because I think, you know, sending a message to the league that, like, your supporters aren't going to come support your commercial money grab with Liga MX when you're not, you know, paying attention to the roots it would be a pretty powerful message. So
I agree. I didn't realize we have the short window of opportunity.
It is a short window of opportunity.
Yeah. I ignore, and
it's the kind of thing I typically ignore. So
I ignore the phone call too from my rep, because I was still a little bit pissed off at the whole Laurel thing. So I didn't want to, like, you know, I'm not going to take it out on her, but let me drop some subtle hints like, what the fuck are you doing? But anyway.
Well, but I do think, I mean, if I don't renew, I will tell my guy.
Yeah.
About why, so that he can, you know, I'm sure look at a few other people.
Take up the chain.
Exactly.
Right up the chain to Carl.
Yep, right up to Carl. In his press jeans and his reactionary right-wing politics.
I went past his road the other day. I can't remember where it was, but I turned, there was this Carl Linder 3.
Yeah. Carl Linder Way?
Was it Way or was it just 3? I don't know. I think it just had Carl Linder 3rd.
Yeah.
Like that, and I just looked at it and I thought, that's a pretty crappy road. No, I'd want something a bit more central if I had his money, you know what I mean? Yeah. Have you noticed that new UDF, the building, on the way to Coleraine? If you go,
I have not.
It's right in the middle, it's just shot up. Not shot up, I mean, people have been working very hard on it, but it's just there, and it's going to be a UDF. If you have a break.
I think we should have a break. I could use another beer.
Because we do have some, I think we have some throwbacks. We have some throwback beers.
And maybe I'll make up a few questions.
Well, I think there's a couple. We may even have a question from someone named CL.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Yeah. We'll be back.
Call Linda.
Yeah.
All right, we are back. And during the interval, Bubbles unearthed what we believe is the last surviving bottle of Who Farted? The Old Man Ultras. I think it was 2017 or 2018.
Oh, it was. It had to be. Then it's probably more than 4 years
old. I think it was 2018. Yeah. Our two-hearted clone that we brewed. Which is actually pretty good and still is drinkable.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
As Stone D said, if there were nothing else to drink, I would drink that.
In a pinch.
In a pinch. And so that's a USL beer, right?
It is a USL beer for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if this podcast never comes out because we all died of something.
Yep. Let the record state.
Yeah, exactly.
We died happy.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're listening to this. And we are going to wash it down with something because we're all foodies on this podcast, we like to think. We like our food, and so does our guest. And so I brought a little snack,
Oh, boy.
I know live listening, live eating isn't a thing.
Well, but it is a thing for us. Remember, we've done
that's
like...
That's it, we've done
Marmite.
Yeah, I had my first Marmite.
Yeah.
Like opening the
oh, yeah, I've got the little Russells here. So basic,
looks like you're holding bags of edibles.
Bags of edibles.
Well, you can eat what's inside, that's true. Basically, the green one is roasted spices and herb crickets. Whoa. And this one is roasted chili and lime crickets.
Motherfucker.
But you bought crickets.
Batano de grillos. So I like crickets when I go to Mexico. Ooh, it's gone quiet.
Are you quiet? It's gone crickets.
We're drinking 5-year-old, 6-year-old beer.
7-year-old.
And we're about to eat crickets.
Yep.
About to eat insects.
And it's only Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they are very. These are actually, they're very tiny. These are the herb ones. I'm going to pass them around that way.
I don't know if I want to eat a cricket. My chickens eat crickets.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
I mean, I ate a
spider. Woo-wee!
In 1987, the Brutex cicadas came out when I was in high school.
Oh my
and my biology teacher brought them into the office, or brought them into school and cooked them and we ate them. That's actually pretty tasty.
Yeah, these are the habanero ones and lime.
They look like fucking crickets. Dude, I gotta wait.
They're nice.
Yeah, they're not bad.
The ones that normally get are really big.
Yeah, you don't think about it. Like, you just, like, not let your brain process.
I mean, it basically just tastes like a bugle.
Yeah, you know? It's a tasty snack.
You're gonna wait. There's
gonna be that's got some heat. I like that.
That one's the habanero one.
Yeah. That's the cricket. That's the shit they put on it. I'm gonna look at my tooth.
That's like the papitos in a salad.
So when I ate the cicada in high school, I had a leg stuck between my teeth. And those things are big, right? I mean, those are like
was it wiggling? Was it live?
No. He like sauteed them up, like stir fried them, and
like
garlic and butter.
Oh, like a cicada scampi.
That's exactly what it was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cooked enough that it wasn't like liquid. It was you know, fleshy or whatever.
What's the verdict?
Big Baller wants you to save a cricket for him.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, those are good.
Mm-hmm. Right, easy live listening.
I said, you want to taste a cricket on air? Nah, already left. I don't know where he fucking went. But save one for me.
Yeah. We'll put a few in a little bottle. But normally when you go to the market, they get like a pint glass and shove them in. And then they, you know, into the...
The crickets?
Yeah. They put.
Do you think they have cricket farms? They must.
They do, I think, yeah. But they're all fried and flavored.
Cricket farmers.
But they usually do. They usually do like a pint glass in.
Did you not taste one?
Yeah, I did. I tasted one. Yeah.
I know. I noticed you passed the second bag around. You were not like.
They're normally a lot bigger and that's more off-putting, but these are very small.
I like the minis. Like a big cricket, like would be a little off-putting, but the minis just look like. Like pistachios.
Done.
Yeah.
Cricket farmer.
Yeah. I mean,
you put that on your employment record.
I think it's not out of the realm of possibility that, you know,
that's
cricket protein is going to be a valuable food source in the future.
Drop one on the floor.
Right, because they live off dust.
Yeah, I mean, they don't.
What? Okay.
Oh, are you looking at the calories?
No. The protein is fucking ridiculous.
I mean, cricket powder is a legit, like, protein source.
Hey, big baller, forget creatine.
Yeah.
Crickets are the way to go.
Cricketine.
Yeah. Cricketine.
I think I came up with a new rule. I'm not eating things I use as fishing bait. Because honestly, like, I'm thinking through that. I think that's a valid rule for me.
That is a valid rule.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Except you eat small fish.
I don't use those, though.
No, oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. What I mean, do you?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I've said. I think I've told the story on the podcast.
Crickets and spiced crickets.
Fair, but crickets at one point, those were crawling around at some point. You know?
I think I've told this on the podcast before, but I'm gonna say it again anyway because my father, when he bought a cabin in Ontario on the Ottawa River, was talking to an old guy around like what kind of fish live in that river.
Yeah.
And they were saying, and the gar live in there, like these big ass.
Oh, yeah.
So he asked him, like, do people fish for those? Like, oh, yeah, what do you use for bait? And he's like, crickets or kittens work pretty good.
Kittens.
And see, my dad was like,
I'm like, not going to eat kittens.
And the guy was like, he was clearly serious. Like, you just get a bag of kittens. And
I know.
So, where do you get these?
I'm pretty sure that our podcast is now banned from the internet. I think that story has, like, literally killed us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still thinking about the kittens.
Yeah.
Netflix, it was like, don't fuck with cats.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
These were a gift from my mother-in-law who couldn't find them at the market, but then had a friend who said, oh, they sell them in these nice packets now. Because, like I say, at the markets, they literally have a massive tub of them. Yeah. They'll scoop it in, and you'll pay, like, nothing for them. I looked these up, and it had the price of them in pesos, so it said $115. And I was like, holy cow, but it's like the $6.
Yeah.
You
can buy this at Jungle Gyms, actually, in the packages like that.
There's, just for nutritional information, in 100 grams, which is about 3 ounces... ish.
These are 30 gram bags, but go on, 100 grams.
Oh, these are 30. Oh. But per 100 grams, there's 57 grams of protein.
Wow.
That's high.
That's so like, that's like 2 scoops of protein powder. Yeah.
Have you ever watched that show Naked and Afraid?
Yes.
I've been naked and afraid.
Now, is that the dating one, or is that
it's the survival one.
Well,
survival.
Sometimes they might date.
But they
what's
they,
the
they,
dating one called again?
Oh, you mean the one that I watched in the UK?
Yeah.
That one's called flippin' heck. It's where they slowly reveal naked people from the feet.
Yeah, oh yes.
What was it called? That because
we watched an episode and the producer was like, "Oh my god, like I can't unsee that." Yeah. Like it was just the whole thing was hilarious.
It's on HBO. It was. My mother always complains that there's my mom always says this about women's breasts. She always says, I've got a better pair than that. And there's nothing worse than your 84-year-old mother telling you that my boobs are better than those boobs. It's like, and my mum's other bug is tattoos, piercings, and lack of pubic hair.
So speaking of tattoos, the one episode we watched, there was a guy on the show. So basically the way that show works, right, they're in these like tube things.
Yep.
And then they just keep raising the tube, and there's a naked person inside each tube, and they go from the feet up or whatever. And there was a dude who had a elephant tattoo strategically placed.
Oh my god!
But
yes.
The trunk was not a tattoo.
No,
but it was. And as the producer said, he also had an artificial leg, but you really didn't notice that.
It's sometimes funny when because first of all you see the legs up to the thighs, and then you see like the genitalia and maybe a bit of the torso. Then you see up to the neck, and then finally when you've picked, you see you've already seen the full package, but then you are seeing the full package. But one guy on it was an old elderly guy, and when they showed his legs, you could see his balls before they. It was like that bad grandpa kind of thing that Johnny Knoxville used.
Yeah, what the hell's that show called? It is
Naked. What's it called? It's on HBO Max now.
Yeah.
I'll have a look. I'm gonna look.
Not Naked and Afraid. That's the survival one.
Yeah.
Although they're naked and
so
viewers.
I see you're going to say something about Naked and Afraid eating crickets, right?
Naked and Afraid is the survival one, and they always get a worm and go, "This is going to keep me alive for 2 more days," and knock it back, and then you see them being.
I wonder what worms taste like. They're probably just kind of gross. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I think
gross.
If you could cook them, they probably wouldn't be too bad.
Well, so here's the thing: like, you've got to like slip it down like spaghetti. You don't chew it.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Yeah, that's just gross. Yeah.
But like, it'd still be wiggling around and stuff. I don't know.
Naked Attraction.
Naked Attraction. Yes.
What if you combine those two shows?
Attraction?
A freight attraction. And then put put him in like, you know, some exotic location and be like, here's the deal. You gotta pick your partner and then you gotta go out and like survive together.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what Naked and Afraid is, isn't it? They always have like a man and a woman sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know if they did a date one. It got very samey. There was always one episode, some woman got incredibly. Well, in America, of course, they blur everything out. Whereas on the British show, they don't. So it's
American when they blur it out.
Oh, Naked and Afraid. Yeah.
Naked and Afraid, they do. But the Naked Attraction, the one they show on HBO Max is the British one.
Yeah.
And I remember reading like something about, there was an article in The Guardian about all the contestants from that show and like why they go on it. And somebody was like,
is there a version of Naked and Afraid where they don't blur it out?
I wonder if in Europe they don't. You'd have to get back to us on that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
true. Mind you, German television is pretty much, it's all TNA, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
Lots of pooping.
I once went to my uncle's house when he was alive, and he had this broken cable box.
Better than going there, I guess. When he was dead. So,
he had this cracked, you know, box where he could get everything, and he liked a lot of opera. My uncle and I'm standing there in the kitchen, and my dad goes, he says, "Oh yeah," he says, "put the TV in." He goes, "You know, your uncle always likes to, he likes a lot of music on this channel." We turn it on, and there's this bloke running around like a dog covered in feces with a woman shouting at him. And he goes, "Yeah, it's probably not this channel." And it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was a German television station. Yeah. So anyway, they're crickets.
Nice. Oh man.
So we do live well. 7 year old beer.
Tanya DeGrieux.
I keep looking, and every once in a while, when they're moving, there are big black flakes on the bottom of my beer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, like that. Maybe that's what happens.
I think it's just like congealed hops and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's fine.
Okay, that's
fine.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. It's not like destroying the plastic cups that they're in or anything that. Not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's eating away.
It's eating away. Right?
Yeah, my cup's leaking. Oh.
Yeah. So if another podcast doesn't come out for a while, people won't know necessarily it's because of the crickets and the 7-year-old beer, but they could guess that, you know, it's possible. Right?
It's possible.
Yeah.
But hey, these crickets are gluten-free.
Oh, yeah. They're ever,
I mean, they may be eating, you know, wheat, but they are gluten free.
It's might as well, because this says excessive calories.
Oh, because you gotta, like, if you eat a whole.
Well, they're nutrient dense.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I think that's a bit of a bad seller, isn't it?
Well, protein rich. Yeah, protein rich. You gotta sell it, like, you know, to Muscle Beach here.
No, I mean, I was reading something about, like, it's cricket powder is sort of a thing, and the. Because, you know, if you're trying to eat 300 grams of protein a day.
Yeah. It's fucking hard.
And you don't, and some people can't tolerate the whey the pea protein doesn't agree with everybody. Yeah. So.
If you would have told me that was like some kind of weird chickpea or something like that.
Yeah, you would have bought it.
I mean, would have eaten it. Yeah,
yeah, I'm sure.
I'd be fine with it, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I did eat a little bit, but I just can't get past the cricket thing.
I'm surprised that they're so small. That's
I'm so glad they didn't hop away.
Yeah,
so they didn't have legs.
They
looked like Smacks. You know that cereal?
Sugar
Smacks. Yeah.
Sugar Smacks.
Yeah.
Mm.
Put them in a bowl. Mmm. Sugar Smacks.
It'd be cool if there was one live cricket in every pack.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Strike.
Or like that's the prize at the end.
Exactly.
Hey, pop. Oh, there he goes. He goes. He's escaped.
Oh, he's in my mouth.
Yeah.
I know we had other things on our running order, but
there was one FLQ. I don't know.
I didn't see it.
See it. No. It's like a true FLQ.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, great.
It's from CL.
Oh.
CL.
And his question is, or his comment really is, Schindler, you and I don't see eye to eye that often, but I really appreciate your rants.
Thanks, Carl. I appreciate that, too.
Yeah.
Not so much a question as a statement.
Just a little fan mail from Carl.
Fan mail from Carl.
Yeah. Well, I admire your press jeans, Carl.
Yeah.
Very much so.
I don't know if I figured, you know, JB would write in too.
Yeah, exactly.
And talk about, like,
yeah, I think he just sent Mac his own personal mirror.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, his own personal mirror.
I'm and said, what that is.
We've got more blow to do.
I do wonder at some point. I don't think we have enough listeners to get sued. But like,
yes. maybe someone's idea of forming an LLC is a good idea. Yeah,
exactly. It's everything you hear in this show is parody.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah. I know. If we were in Britain, we'd be potentially in some trouble, right?
You know, we'd probably be in the Tower of London.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they do to podcasters there.
I noticed that on my last tour, right? right up next to the gift shop, there was a whole bunch of podcasters sitting in the tower.
Hey, if Fox News can get away with it, so can we.
There you go.
But yeah, like we always say, if you want your proper football talk, go to the great guys at CST, Cincinnati Soccer Talk. I'm sure that everyone who listens to this already knows about them.
They did. I said, like earlier, I was listening a couple of days ago, and they did call us out for a great podcast. I forget who, maybe Boston Razzle Dazzle Brazzle may have said, you know, I think he goes, or it might have been one of the Weigels, I don't know. But one of them, like one of the people on CST is like, yeah, but they haven't, I think they just released a pod. It's been like 9 months. Facts. Very, very true. Again, facts.
Yeah. Well, that's very nice.
We're going to send shockwaves.
Shockwaves.
Oh, I did forget to mention last time, and like I will try to stall for time while I find the actual quote. But recently, within the last month, there was a thread on the FCC Reddit that I happened to stumble on where someone was asking about podcasts. And some Redditor, who I don't remember, so I can't credit, had what I consider to be like the best summation of what our podcast is all about. And I just need to scroll through. Oh, I'm scrolling through our group chat. And I've also found the robot that flirted with Macca.
Oh, yeah, so we gotta talk about that.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So Macca, tell us about this robot that
get me the eyes.
What's the word I'm looking for? Not Janishwa, whatever that is. Like, I'm not, but accosted you. Not accosted you, but basically was trying to sell her wares.
I was in the cam market and I could hear this natty little tune being played. It kept on going and then go. I was like, what is this? This is really mad. It sounded like something was on a loop. And I did my shopping and that, got a few things. And then as I turned to the left, this robot was coming towards me. It was like on wheels, a shelf on wheels with lots of snacks. And it was coming towards me, and its eyes, as it got near me, kind of turned to hearts, and the mouth kind of puckered up to give me a kiss. And then, just as it got to me, it just sashayed the other way. And I was just like, what the heck's this? And it's like a robot that goes around the store trying to say, hey, you just self-serving snacks. Pick these up for later.
Why did it pass you by?
I think I was blocking its way, so it was coming towards me.
Like a Roomba.
Then it just senses
that
I
decided, like, no snacks for him.
Well, it kind of moves slow enough so you can just take them off. I think all the snacks were for me.
Sort of like a turn and, you know, sort of
it
showing
was,
the hip
yeah.
and the little sashayed
it
away.
It didn't stop to check me checking it out on the way away, which is, it was kind of like.
Did you grab anything from? Did you grab anything from the robot? Not grab the robot.
I did not. It seemed like a lot of people had already been there before me and had taken snacks. So there was only like some like banana chips and
something
else.
So that robot's been around.
Oh, my robot's been around. Little madam. But no, it's just.
Is this the cam in a certain northern Cincinnati? Suburb?
That's the one, yeah. The one next to the Aldi.
Evendale.
Hey, it's a chain though, because I know there's one in Columbus.
Right.
I don't know if there's only two, but I've seen that one.
I love going there, especially after I just come back from holiday and I'm trying to buy things to recreate dishes on holiday. I'm in that mode still.
I find that place hard to navigate for sure.
It's
a little bit of like you definitely like some things that, and they don't have some things I think they should have. Like I've tried to buy like good frozen ramen.
Yeah.
And they don't have those. Like, no. You have to go to Jungle Gyms, gyms for that.
Yeah.
Right. They also have like this weird section where it's like Russian food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the Eastern European stuff. Like, as a person of Polish descent, I appreciate the fact that there's Eastern European stuff there, but like it's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can also get like they kind of have Latvian sardines and things from Riga. So Zan often Mrs. Maka. She often goes that way and gets them. She buys them and then she's not gonna like me saying this, but she bought these sardines from Riga. She goes, I just love these. And that was about 2 years ago. They've been untouched next to tins of fish.
But maybe she doesn't want to. She loves them so much. She wants to savor them.
This is it. She likes looking at them. So what I've done the other day is I've got these like smoked oysters that were just from Trader Joe's that we were going to do something with, and I've stacked them all now in, you know, the expiration dates. And this year, 2024, is going to be a big year for canned fish. Yeah, tin fish.
Oh. Yeah. You got it up?
All right, yes. Yeah. So all right. Thank you, Stone D, for tracking this down. He did a much more direct approach and looked at the actual Reddit as opposed to trying to find our group chat. This is from Coney Knight. And he says, I'd recommend Old Man Ultras. Do they record often? No. Do they take themselves seriously? No. Will you come away from their podcast with a greater understanding of the game? Probably no. Does it feel like you're sitting at a table catching up with old friends who genuinely love the team? Hell yeah. So that was a really
nice
comment, which that's always been the vibe we were going through. So that was,
What's the name? Coney?
Coney Knight on Reddit.
Coney Knight on Reddit. Yeah. Well, I hope you're local. And if you...
I think if he's a Coney Knight, he probably is, right?
Say hello if you see us with a scarf on. If you see someone wearing an Old Man Ultra scarf and looks like one of the images on it.
It's probably us.
Yeah, you'll talk your ear off about cock rings.
I say to Bubbles though, like that sketch, I have a lot more hair than I currently do. If Sparkles redid the art, I would be much more sparsely populated hair.
We've all changed a bit since then.
We could do a trip to Turkey with the
family. Yeah.
All right.
That's right. Some hair transplants.
It was so funny because the little Schindlers talked about that quite a bit. They're kind of horrified that I have not gotten hair transplants.
Really?
And mostly because they're just terrified.
They're just terrified of the genetics coming their way.
It's like, but then they look at my father-in-law, who's still at 82, has a decent head of hair, so...
Doesn't he have a ponytail?
Occasionally, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Which, I mean, as it's getting, he's starting to finally thin out a little bit on top, so that's a good look, you know.
He's going to start, come on, brother. Let's
go. All right, anybody anything else?
No, apart from thanking the man with the slimmest phone I've ever seen.
The thanks is all mine. Thanks for having me. This is a first for you guys.
First international.
Yeah, we've had a few guests, but not. It's been a while.
I think you've traveled the furthest to be
definitely
here.
For sure.
Definitely,
the youngest also.
Definitely the youngest. No, actually.
Sherman and Ronnie are both younger.
Yeah,
I think.
The most handsome.
There you go. Yeah.
You know what? You know what this guest doesn't do?
What's that?
Text us at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Like a certain Ronnie Disco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love you, Ronnie. If you still listen.
Yeah, we'll get maybe we'll get Ronnie and Lammy on the podcast.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, listener. We will be back, and not in a week, but because you'll be in Florida.
I'll be in Florida.
But maybe within the next.
Couple
months.
Yeah. There we go. Good prediction. Go.
All right.
That's right.
See you.
Crickets.
What's happening? Lizzle, you ruined it.
Okay.